The cost of school uniform has long been recognised as a problem for families on low incomes. Politicians and charities have warned about it. Well, now a new report based on diaries kept by over 100 low-income families has found the pandemic has made things even worse. Deirdre has two children, a daughter 12 and a son 7. She lives in Belfast. She was working as a teacher in England, but she went home to Northern Ireland when her relationship broke down. Deirdre has been living on universal credit for the past 2 years. She's struggling to make ends meet, to pay school bus fares and to buy food. And the price of school uniforms is another big pressure.
My daughter, even though she's from a low-income background, she was very lucky to get a grammar school place. And the uniforms are, you know, quite more expensive. So the cost of that was just astronomical. And I'm quite a proud person. I don't really like asking for help, but I had no choice. I had to ask for help with my mum. Also, Paul Doherty, he works for the SDLP, but he runs his own food bank, which is separate, called Foodstock. And he had got some secondhand uniforms. And also my daughter's grammar school were absolutely amazing. They would have a stall and it would have uniforms donated, and some of them would be brand new. And all you have to do is hand in a little donation. And then you went with your daughter and picked whatever you could pick. But if it had not been for those two charities helping me and then my mum, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. My daughter's uniform was £390, excluding the shoes and the PE trainers, and we get £75 towards that.
As a sort of little grant?
It's a grant from the Educational Authority. Believe it or not, I actually spoke to the Educational Authority and I asked them who sets the costs for uniforms. And they say it is the school, but Northern Ireland seems to have this kind of elite. Everything has emblems. Some schools attach their logos with a local sports company. I'll give you an example. My son's PE top was £5 until last year. Last year, that school have collaborated with a local sports company, and because it has the sports logo on it, it went from £5 to £17.99. And I live in a massive big estate. You know, there's a lot of deprivation here. And I actually got quite cross at the school, because the school needs to take ownership and responsibility of the amount of pressure that they're putting on parents by designing emblemed uniforms, but also different colours, and then, you know, coinciding with a sports company. There's no need. There's absolutely no need for it. I mean, I get £35 from the government, so that's the Educational Authority, for my son's uniform. That is the price of one jumper and one PE top. That doesn't include his shoes, his tie, his PE bottoms, his PE zip top, his coat, nothing.
Deirdre, you've had this small amount of help and you were able to go and pick some things out for your daughter's school uniform for just a small donation. What's the gap left then between what you need for them in terms of their uniform and how much money you've got to spend on it?
Well, I'm actually really concerned now about her going into second year of secondary school. Already, she is, obviously, she's on the cusp of becoming a teenager. As you know, that comes development. Her skirts actually didn't fit her. We'll have to do a botched job to try to get her skirts. She hadn't been in school since mid-December. She went back 2 weeks ago. I wasn't paying another £60 for two skirts for the sake of 2.5 months. I'm now worried about September, because my mum works, but she's on her own. She gets minimum wage. She works very hard. And because it was her first granddaughter, you know, going through school, she helped me. She has told me recently she can't do it. So now I don't have that. The gap is massive. I am living on a day-to-day basis with my mummy because of the debt that Universal Credit has put me in. So now I am panicking. There's no way to save on Universal Credit. So I don't know how I am going to afford her uniform for next year.
That's Deirdre in Belfast. Well, Ruth Patrick is leading the research for the COVID Realities Project. She's a lecturer in social policy at the University of York. Ruth Patrick, did you intend to look at the cost of uniforms when you started this research?
No, I think that's one of the really interesting things. So the research, which is funded by the Nuffield Foundation, it's got a really broad remit looking at kind of the experiences of families like Deirdre across the pandemic. But because people are completing these online diaries, it means that something's come up that we hadn't kind of anticipated to focus on. But when we get lots and lots of diary entries on them, we can kind of respond to that and disseminate really what people are saying. And just as Deirdre was kind of talking to you there, we got a lot of diary entries from people really worried about this cost of school uniform and how they would meet that additional cost at an already very difficult time.
What is it about the pandemic then that has made things more difficult for families, would you say?
Yeah, so I think on the specific issue of school uniform, it's the fact that, as and again, you heard from Deirdre, people are already really adept at getting by. So they've already got lots and lots of strategies for managing on a low income. So with school uniforms, it's about doing exactly as Deirdre reported there, going to kind of school fates or school kind of secondhand, stalls to get school uniform. Often we see people going to school uniform banks, a bit like we have food banks, but also just hand-me-downs and those kind of informal networks. And obviously a lot of those things just stopped during the pandemic, and so there wasn't the possibility to kind of see. And even now, I think we see with schools reopening, there isn't that kind of informal milling around in the school playground where you can say, oh look, my son's grown out of this clothes, do you need anything? Those kind of informal networking opportunities have gone with the kind of circumstances the pandemic creates, and that then makes it more difficult for people to afford a uniform. But I think it's important as well that this is an issue that predates the pandemic. So having difficulties affording school uniform when it's as expensive as Deirdre was reporting there, that's something that's happened before the pandemic, but it's even worse in these pandemic times.
Yes, as I said, it's long been recognised by politicians, by charities. The Department for Work and Pensions told us it believes no uniform should be so expensive that it leaves pupils and families feeling unable to apply for their preferred school. And that is why the government's supporting proposals that are currently going through Parliament. Now, these proposals would set down legal guidance for schools in England about uniforms and their cost. Would that help, do you think?
I think it will help, and definitely in the report we definitely support the bill and the kind of need for statutory guidance, but it's not enough. And I think what's important is it just says the symptom, the food banks are a symptom as a wider problem, so too the issue with people like Deirdre struggling to afford school uniform, that's an issue of a wider problem, which is a problem of child poverty and a problem of benefit levels that aren't sufficient, to enable people to meet their basic needs. So in the case of school uniform, and we talk about it in the report, there are examples of people saying, I can't afford the blazer unless I cut back on kind of my food or my heating, and having to make those kind of difficult judgment calls. I mean, we just shouldn't, it's not right that we live in a society, where people are having to do that, on a daily basis. And I think just the one other thing that I, really add is that, and something that Deirdre kind of reflected on, is the insecurity. So, people are facing worry and anxiety about their children going back to school, in these kind of COVID times. They're worried about, will my child be all right? Will they adapt to the social distancing, the new rules? And then they have the additional financial worry about how will I afford the school uniform? So you're having people just having those multiple worries, and that's got a negative impact on people's mental health, which is something that we also saw, through the project.
Ruth Patrick from the COVID Realities Project, thank you.